You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Oh, by the way, for any of our conversation about Jared Goff today and, you know, the loss of Ben Johnson and ESPN's take, you know, let's be thankful we're not this team. Do you see the reports coming out of Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay. On Dylan Gabriel.
No, not that. I thought you meant the Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I mean, just Dylan Gabriel's not an NFL quarterback. I don't know what the hell they were doing taking him in the third round. Basically, a team reporter came out today and is like, yeah, he's not an NFL quarterback. He rolls out, can't hit people, and essentially, he's atrocious. Yeah. How much more are they going to give him first-team reps?
Yeah, you know what I think.
What'd they say about Shedeur?
He's starting their first preseason game.
So. Yet he was fourth on the depth chart.
Well, we talked about this in the break. Doesn't mean that you're a good quarterback because look at what the Lions did. Basically, anybody worth a damn, you're not playing at all in this game. So we want to see what our backups look like. So congratulations, Shedeur. Meet Trey Lance. Trey Lance, meet Shedeur.
Let's go to Tristan, 97.1. Tristan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Ben?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just want to say, I don't think Jared Goff is going to be remotely close to what he was the last 2 years at all. I mean, I'm hoping that he is, but Ben Johnson was a huge part to our team. I mean, the guy made plays. The guy made plays, and he made Jared Goff look like an absolute stud. So I think Jared Goff's a stud still, yeah, but without Ben Johnson, I just don't think he's going to be the same quarterback at all.
No, I'll give you an example. Like, when I say I have a concern, let's look at the splits between 2023 and 24. If I said it's going to be more 2023 Goff, that means you're down from about 73% completion rate to 67. You're going to get about 4,500 yards. Instead of 37 touchdowns, you get 30, 12 picks, sub-100 rating instead of a 112. He's still going to have a nice year, but I just don't think you're duplicating last year or anywhere close.
No, I agree with that. I agree with you absolutely on that. I mean, another thing, too, is with the whole team, not even Jared Goff, I mean, we lost our whole coaching staff pretty much. I mean, it's a completely different team. Do you think the Lions are going to play the same or differently?
I think you have to. The idea that you just replace two NFL head coaches now with two people that are just going to be robots and don't have their own thoughts, don't have their own. Here's the other thing. You're dealing with guys who haven't done the job before. It's very difficult to have a seamless transition.
Okay.
I'm with you. Tristan, I'm totally with you.
I don't know. And then the guy who said that called in said they're winning 12 teams or 12 wins. I don't believe that at all. I mean, we'd be lucky if we win 10. I just think the Lions are going to be absolutely pooped this year. I hope not, but that's just my opinion. It's a completely different team. I feel like everyone's going to be playing different.
Look, the over-under's 10.5. I mean, that's reality. That's where Vegas has you, 10.5. I think it's right there. Yeah, that's the over-under.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm feeling, man. 10 wins. I mean, I hope not, but
I think
he's just not going to be the same player. He was decent in L.A. I mean, and he, you know, Ben Johnson came along and he became Pope Francis III on the field, so I don't know.
And listen, Tristan, that's why I did the comp between 24 and 23. Those are vastly different seasons. I think he's more of 2023 than 24.
Yeah. No, you're right. Because, last year, man, it was like a perfect storm. Everything worked for this team. I mean, even when he went out and threw five picks, didn't matter. Still won the game in Texas. Against the Texans.
Go to Dante, 97.1. Dante, how you been? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Hey, Mike. How are you, Ben? Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Hey.
Hey. Kenny, how are you guys? You know what? I'm going to make this a little more, I wouldn't say personal, more specific in my analogy with the Goff outlook. You know, or the Lions, your idea of how they'll do this coming season. Do I think they're going to 15 games? Oh, God, no. You know, we won't see any team in the NFL win 15 games again for a long time, I don't think. Flirt with it? Yeah, but no. But imagine this. I moved out of state a long time ago. I think when I moved out was probably the last year you were partnered with Terry Foster.
Okay.
I moved back and I hear, there's this Rico guy. Who the heck is this Rico person? Oh, I don't know about this. I don't know if I'm going to like it. Of course, I listen to one of these shows. I'm like, oh, it's beautiful. It's great. It's even better. Now, I'm sure during that time, probably JP probably listened to you, and you probably, I'm sure, over time have made suggestions, Mike, yourself, to the show, changes you wanted to make. I make that mention with Goff. You know, he's got this experience. He's got, you know, hey, he's matured. He's confident now. I mean, look at him. He studied sociology at Cal. John Morton comes in. He's coming back. He's not new. Maybe it's the position, yes.
Yes.
But as in a position coach and an assistant coach, the guy, look what he did with Bo Nix in Denver in 1 year. A rookie quarterback, no experience. What do you think he's going to do with Goff with some experience?
Now, here's my one question.
He'll probably take.
No, you're good. Dante, here's my one problem. That's Sean Payton's offense. That's Sean Payton's show. Now, I'm fine if you want to give Morton a little bit of credit, but let's be clear. That Sean Payton's going to be at the head of the list for that one.
True, but the one thing that he did, at least from my little bit of research, and I'm kind of a nerd about some of these things, kind of like you are, you know.
I got you.
I dive in middle of the night, you know, I can't sleep, whatever. I watched QB, by the way. Mike, you made me, by the way, watch QB.
Was I wrong?
He said, no, well, okay, here's the thing. Remember when he was in the huddle of game in Houston, and he said he was waiting for the call to come in from BJ, and he's like, hey, give me the wasp, give me the wasp, give me the wasp. It was the flag thing to LaPorta, right?
Yep.
Well, he was in sync with them, and, of course, that's what Ben Johnson threw to him, called the play. With what they're doing, yes, it was Sean Payton's offense, but if you do some research from what I hear, John Morton is given a lot of credit with helping Bo Nix develop and develop chemistry with his receivers, which Jared Goff doesn't need help with. But with seeing the defenses, and I just think as a communicator, I don't know much about –
John well, Morton's, do you put any stock into something I said, which is, look, I understand Ragnow by metric did not have his best season last year. But when you take the OC out and you take the guy calling all the protections out, plus Zeitler. See, when I put it all together, that's my biggest focus. It's not just Ben Johnson. I mean, do you consider those things or do you think, nope, no problems, O-line's going to be elite?
Are you kidding me? The first thing early in the show, so it was something, I don't know, maybe you mentioned, I don't know, maybe it was somebody else. I listen to you guys all the time, all the shows most of the day while I'm working. It was something that will be said, and they were talking about, it wasn't yours. God forbid, forgive me so far. Forgive me. It was not you, definitely. I always think it's the offensive line. If you don't mention offensive line, that's first, that's last. So I agree 100%. That's what makes me say, you know what? Maybe 10 wins could be the ceiling because by the time the offensive line gels, and if the Christian Mahogany's the world and whoever replaces Zeitler, and if Graham Glasgow doesn't blow up at center, we might have a little success and maybe we can get to 11. But it's going to start and end there. Everything else needs to be perfect for that. So, you know, yeah, I agree 100%. The offensive line has got to, without that, that's the biggest reason in my mind why the Lions won't have a 12-win season.
Yeah, and Dante, it goes to what Rico always says. Look, the O-line becomes a little bit less of a concern when a guy can break the structure and the defense has the perfect call and he's got an answer for it because of his playmaking ability. Look, it's not a shot at Goff. He's a different type of guy. But when you combine all the factors together, I don't think it's outrageous to go, look, I think he'll take a step back.
Mike, think about it. The Lions had a better team on paper than the Commanders. But when the plays broke down, they had a quarterback who could make the plays, make the throws, make the runs, and extend the drives. That was the difference in that game.
Yeah, but
on paper,
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
No, but on paper, Lions had better players across the board.
Yes, they did.
But it was the quarterback.
Once again, due to PTSD for fans. We are not going to discuss that game. Okay. You're hurting their feelings. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.